Good afternoon. This morning we looked at how the teachings of the Buddha, the Buddha Dhamma, can be divided into two, namely that of scripture and that which is realized. Where the teachings of the Buddha, these are what is meant by the scriptural teachings, and these are to be heard and reflected on, or studied and reflected on, and then eventually when one's understanding becomes stable, then one is ready to engage in meditation on the teachings of the Buddha. And this then, a successful completion of meditation, leads to the second division, namely the realized teachings.
Lungi tenpa di gyu che, an topi tenpa di yang di gyun jebu ru cha, jebu che, da du si ne gyun je ru cha. An di yin za dang an zuge, da zuo lab jia kari jibi war si nang an zuli ya, an zu gom ya di, tue som gom tue ba je, di ni sanba jibi, sanbi duen di, an gom gu re, ma to an zu dang po tue ba che, tue bi ki duen di, sanba di, an ni sam ne, an zu gom ba di, an ni shen la si gom ba yin na,
And furthermore, we saw this morning how these two divisions of the Buddha Dhamma, scriptural and realized, have a relationship of cause and effect, with the scriptures being the cause that leads to realization. And the meaning, part of the meaning to take away from what we looked at this morning is that we should understand that the teachings that we receive, these are our spiritual instructions. These are not two separate things. And moreover, it's the teachings that we receive that we are to keep receiving, keep studying on, and reflecting. And when we come to understand them well, then we are ready to engage in meditation on them. There's not something else that we should then seek out. There's not some special teaching that we should go and find some lama somewhere to guide us in. But rather, the teachings we receive, these are our spiritual instructions. And through this process of hearing and reflection, and then meditation, realization will come.
Now
we'll continue on page 17, where we finished this morning, coming to the third of the four greatnesses of the Dhamma. So we've concluded looking at the greatness of seeing all of the Buddha's teachings and spiritual instructions. And now we come to the greatness of allowing you easily to discover the victor's intent.
제자
A text such as Isisha's lamp on the path to enlightenment, the foundational text or the source text of the middle Lamrim. This is an ideal text in which one can easily come to understand the victor or the conqueror or the Buddha's intention. Although the great texts, the scriptures, along with their commentaries, are the best advice, completely uneducated beginners who delve into them cannot find their intention without relying on excellent oral instructions. And even if they find it, it takes them a lot of time and enormous effort. If they rely on a guru's oral instructions and the like, it is easy to understand.
On that, in a game, Give you combat teller, the Nibi Cheva said the Canjail and that give you some of Gondra, Lanceba, Shung Cheva, Nam Damba Cho in Yang. So, Tinada San Jigish San Yi says Sungbe Shung, that do, Dada, the Nigi, then Jigishun, that the Nigi Shung, the Kishun Chemota, and the Gomba Jeshe Begida, Jingazu Uma, the Kazore, Zawa Sheriff Sayadang, and the Chuma Chuba Sayadang. Then they want to get a sad, then they get a chamber to get that damper chord, the disorder, so damper chord, the yashu disorder, chord to cuba the disorder, that is on a damper chord, give you some rub gondre lanceba, some rub sedu, and the sun you chimney, you sung the sung, dirty, 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 dirty,
Although the great texts, the scriptures along with their commentaries are the best advice, the scriptures then will refer to the teachings of the Buddha, both the sutras and the tantras, and along with their commentaries by the great Indian masters, the commentaries such as Ornament of Clear Realization, Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, or Engaging in the Middle Way. Remarkable texts such as these, composed as commentaries to the sutras of the Buddha by great Indian masters. These are the best advice.
Lam dāma chō yāshō de yā chō tu yūpa desu. Dā dī wāma dzīvē nā dā lām rūyā nā chāngshū lām rūm dīgī pā, anī rū chāgōruwa.
When we see here the term best advice, the term best is clearly a comparative. So it shows that the commentaries composed by the great Indian pandits, these are the very best commentaries to the sutras and tantras to rely on. So perhaps at a slightly beneath the very best will be the various texts within the Lamrim tradition, such as Lamp on the Path and others. And the reason that these would be seen as slightly beneath those great commentaries is because the Lamrim texts are quite condensed in their presentation. So if you take a presentation on emptiness in the Lamrim text, usually it is quite condensed. Whereas if you look at some of the really remarkable commentaries on emptiness by the great Indian masters, such as Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way or Engaging in the Middle Way by masters Nagarjuna and Chandrakirti, one really needs quite remarkable intelligence to be able to comprehend well. Whereas the Lamrim tradition, those texts present the same topic, but in a more condensed manner and a more accessible manner.
Chō, tī chō tu kūpa rēsē, tī yākshō rēsē, shantā tī kē tū kio rēsē, jālā lāma sōna jālā tī yākshō rē labdū, jālā shantā tī tī lē kio rēsē, kūkō rūwa, yākdō sīdhū. Tī nē, tī kē yāk chō sē tī, shantā tī kē kio rēsē, kūkō rūwa, tā tī tū chō tu kūpa rēsē tī, yākdō kē tī, tā tī, Yakshore chanda de kyo are said, Yalu ki di kyo di shigo amale, chodo kyuba re said, Shung chimbo tan di shung chimbo kontre de kelea, then zing yamnegi rimba be jebo shigo, jebo mambo, shigba dan, and the shigba mambo, jebo shigochi, jachimo sunyo da, chok serva. That lamrim de get, jachu lamrim dan, jeremy sunshibe, lamrim deso, jigi deni, dunda ningbo sunyo dena, jebo shigo chick. 女女嘛都没啥，结婚时候送药嘛是吧？现在的那啥，但结婚给吃不了嘛都，可以养都给俺什么？将来嘛说养都些的，你姑姑买的，他吃些的，等到了吃些的，等那个电表东北那大面吧，南面南面人把的白，熊三月送了，等你光着的里边把，日把的龙的，日把的白，结婚时候送药的，才有的，结婚送药的，现在的结婚送就把那结婚吃些的。 结婚修算，但你来对兰州那讲究，那就结婚是兰州那吧，你来绿绿是嘛都送棉嘛是吧？但算一个绿绿些的也是的，但结绿给结巴的过过多，但对巧些的结不来噻，人人把电表结巴结结不修来噻，现在这现在这个绿绿了些来噻。
The way we should understand this word best in terms of best advice. Better to understand it not in the way that we usually would use this, because, for example, if you're wanting to buy something and you did your research and turns out that this one is best, then it implies everything else is not quite as good. That isn't the meaning here. We should rather understand it to refer to perhaps the broadest advice, in that in the sutras and tantras, and the commentaries to them by the great Indian pandits, there the stages of training to engage in are vast. Whereas in the Lamrim tradition, it's just the very essence and a condensed presentation is given. So we should understand this term, best advice, to really referring to the broadest rather than the highest or the supreme. And broadest in terms of stages of training.
Moreover,
the great texts, the scriptures along with their commentaries, to gain an understanding of them takes both a tremendous amount of time to study them well, enough to actually understand them thoroughly, and in order to do so, takes a tremendous strength of mind, a tremendous perseverance over this extensive period to enter into these texts, to truly come to understand their meaning. So this is quite an obstacle to access the scriptures along with their commentaries.
On
the other hand, the great benefit of text within the Lamrim tradition is they are comparatively quite brief. So for those with a deep interest in the Dharma, but are limited by the amount of spare time they have, texts within the Lamrim tradition, these are very accessible. They can be read and studied and taught within a comparatively far shorter period of time. So if one has perhaps a month free and it can engage in a month of intense concentrated study and reflection, then one can receive teachings over a period of a month and come to gain a good understanding of a shorter Lamrim text. So this is a particular benefit of this tradition of text, because the essence of the sutras and tantras and their commentaries is gathered together and presented in a very abbreviated fashion, in other words, without much elaboration or extensive explanation, just a few words, a number of verses.
Yin 那个人就给门啊啦，马店吧，马店吧，带他了，休假，工作没接，是的。拉面给拉么几个，对，拉面一点呢，俺这怕，这拉面真的确实，这拉么几马店吧，拉面门啊啦，马店吧，俺就点那个胸前包炒来的，就是怕老板呢，端到哈糊涂嘛的，现在来当包的给，来当包是那个就当包老表现的给收了，现在端当地广的给落肚子老板呢。 别吃了，给我修电影的，来当我的，就是老那哈糊涂嘛的，是在心头嘛的，就是人在来当我的了，看着我是呢，那么来没给买啊了，点过来是的，毕竟没去那么去怕去，学习来没买啊，学习得了吧，俺都是呢，老想学过来，是的呢，接纳哈糊涂嘛的，现在干了好不好过呀，干了好不好也接的，来没买啊了，买点吧，得到休假，恐怕明年是的。
Although the great texts, the scriptures, along with their commentaries, are the best advice. So again, these are seen as best in the sense that it is a vast presentation, the vastest presentation. However, that has the implication, therefore being the vastest presentation, to come to understand the meaning of the sutras and their great commentaries requires a tremendous effort over an extensive period of time. Moreover, and the line continues, completely uneducated beginners who delve into them cannot find their intention without relying on excellent oral instructions. As the says here, For someone who is a beginner to pick up as sutras or their commentaries by the great Indian masters and just read them, very little meaning will be gained. Rather, they are relying on the spiritual instructions, the oral instructions of one's spiritual teacher. This is essential to understand these texts. Otherwise, just approaching them on one's own, there'll be very little impact. This really then is the case for beginners. For those who are educated, it's a different story. They can approach the sutras and their commentaries and gain great meaning from them. But for beginners, this really is not going to happen. Then the paragraph continues. Maybe I'll start at the beginning. Although the great texts, the scriptures along with their commentaries are the best advice, completely uneducated beginners who delve into them cannot find their intention without relying on excellent oral instructions, and even if they find it, takes them a lot of time and enormous effort. So as I mentioned in the previous section, to come to understand these commentaries and the sutras, even under the guidance and care of a qualified spiritual teacher, a tremendous amount of effort over a great period of time is required. Because often, or probably much always, to understand these commentaries requires reading and being taught several other commentaries as well. And so therefore, it takes an extensive period of time and continuous great effort, enduring many hardships to come to understand these teachings or these texts.
Tarbada Tamji Chimbu Goban Toegi, Lam Yamni Rimba Jewa Sambaina, the Givi Shin Jimbi Tengu, Givi Shin Denje, Lamatisene, Dusine, Ji Tama, Shushin, Pa, Yamne Chiguri, said the Chisadi, Denigi, Jedi, Kishimuri, said the Givi Shin Denji, Tengu, the Kishimuri by Sungurwa. Tarbada Tamji Kimbu Goban Toya Dunda Ladan to Chin Yamden Chewina. Chisan Shung Susu Givishin Matin Bachi Loba in the Dunda. How Koya Kale, how the Dursus, how Koya Unibodan Kale Mobo Jawless. Dinizada, Diniza Givishin Chile Dinche, Chuati Chu, Shun Yamden Chet, Jetimu Shuri, Sajin, the Givishin Jetimu in Badu, dear Sungor Wada.
Without relying on a spiritual teacher, when a beginner approaches the scriptures and their commentaries, they'll really struggle to gain much understanding of them. And even with a teacher, great effort over an extensive period of time, dealing with many hardships, is required. But for those then who do desire to cultivate a path leading to liberation and enlightenment, then making such effort over an extensive period under the guidance of one's spiritual teacher, this is an excellent path to follow. And there's that point made in the next sentence. If they rely on a guru's oral instructions and the like, it is easy to understand.
Lam Yamni Rimba, Gargare Yamling Gargarecio, Gargare, Niela Carriage, Jella Carriage, Gargarecio, Yamni Rimba, Chazana, the Dina, the Sunship, Dunda, Nimbuti, Chazan, Totu, Lelo, Wichina, Totu, Della, Topa, Juro, said, Chazan, Gale, Susugi, Lama Martin, Bachi, Chamba, and Bear Gale, your ass, Jahawale, Bear Gale, Hawurias, Chazan Lama, Jenja, Dire, Malamis, and the Lamig, Lamnet, Chamba, and
So someone does rely on their Lama and they're receiving teachings and guidance from their Lama, then these sutras and commentaries, they will come to understand their meaning. And they will come to understand the correct and complete sequence of trainings in which to engage in order to cultivate a path towards liberation or enlightenment and to develop those paths ever further. So this will come about relatively easily through relying on one's spiritual teacher and his instructions.
And then, That chicken, lumrim, chisho, digi, be shun jachembo, damatu kengi, chick me, lobjonje, tarbadan, tamji kimbo, go on toyagi, then in yamlin jigger, donyer, you dumbo, you can. In that you shun jachembo, damatu badan, tino goa, mehen zolia, and it chicken ma, lamji rimba, be chick to do you, donna, new body, dambo, digombre, new body go, dinner, chevores, be that one lamrim nalia, give you lamji rimba, gumna rimba chick. dene tsane jingye lam yirin ba dene chimbe lam yirin ba du sin lam nyam ni yirin ba di ba bang ri je du sin sik du 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 na la danda de ge chada du sin bang ri sun sha ba wa jizan di jizan di ko shung ge chim ba ta ma thu ge de du sin me khen da je su ya an de nye gi du ba yu zu je su le du du ji sun sha jizan dene gi dene ma ja ju lam ren da de lam rim che jo du sin lob jo che ba ne de du du thu nu je la me de la jin an ji Yamling Kargar, Tarbata, Tamji Kimbo, Dang Lam Yamling Zimbadi, Chasa Hago, Tuya, Dangbo, and Iba, Sumbadi, Bangrim Yamling, Chasa Hago, they tread, Yungure, such a day, did they love in Hago to Gure, such a small one.
What we can take away from this is to recognize our great good fortune that we have an interest in developing a path to liberation in our own continuum. And whilst we may not have the opportunity or the time to engage in studying the great text and their commentaries, we do have the opportunity to engage in studying an abbreviated presentation such as here in the Lam Rim. Because texts like these are ideal for those who lack all the circumstances required in order to have the opportunity, the time, and the conditions, the many conditions that are required to engage in extensive study over many years. So for those of us who do not have that, where we are truly fortunate is to have encountered texts like this, where the very essence of the meaning of the great sutras and the sutras and their great commentaries is presented, and presented in the correct and unmistaken sequence of trainings that we can gain guidance in how to develop ourselves.
那个是几个人 나 중 같이 나려야 안지게 지람 거서 소람나 저 진바도 추림 쇠발아서 또 오셔야다. 되네지네 중 망보 단에 차상의 도시네 중지 되네 딱 남상 안지기 당보 디고 니 디고서 곧 후에 돼 깔래 하고 쳐버려. 진짜 중 바로 좀 차상 자체 뭐 로 좀 제네 꼭 차상 바 지 된다를 고여도 그 방리제 차상 약보자 부이다 보자 하고 두고로 와 마도 이제 중지 로와 남사 디고 고 하고 차고로 와 제자 에 람림다 람르 디스티나 고 남사도 고 두스네 방지직 제 조조로 사실 칼라를 마선 사실 조조 쇠샤바로 샤고로 와 디네기 제자 디네자 장주 람렌다 람림디게 롭션 쳬바이나 장주 람냠니 림바디게 데라로 레라와 제 하고 두고래 세지 제자 디네 흉침보 제침보 대고 고합당 되는게 인도다 되는게 맞은 외네 대소 로전 체베나 남냠네 림바디기 파 레라오 차고 두그리에 사시 숨고름
For my own experience of studying these great commentaries, what I can say is that there, for example, if someone wants to study Nagarjuna's fundamental wisdom and has the opportunity to study it in depth, they will find that the entire text just about is on the topic of emptiness and looking at emptiness from varying factors about how to abandon the ignorance of self-grasping. This is what is explicitly taught here. But to enter into the Mahayana, for all these studies to become causes for enlightenment, there needs to be a motivation of the Mahayana. And that is the mind of bodhicitta, which is cultivated in dependence on the prior cultivation of love and compassion. So studying Nagarjuna's fundamental wisdom, making great effort over an extensive period, one will struggle to find in that great text by Nagarjuna how to cultivate love and compassion, because explicitly the teachings are primarily on emptiness. And in fact, many of the great commentaries focus on the topic of emptiness, and explicitly throughout the text, emptiness is presented. Implicitly, there are parts where the other topics of the Mahayana are presented, but these are difficult alone, it is difficult to give rise to the other topics within oneself. On the other hand, there are other texts which explicitly teach the method side, so practices such as love, compassion, and bodhicitta. And those are explicitly taught, and there the teachings are on emptiness. They're only implicitly taught. One doesn't recognize so readily that one is encountering them. What is a great benefit for those such as yourselves who encounter the Lamrim tradition is that both sides, the method side, so all the teachings that lead one up to cultivating love and compassion and bodhicitta, as well as those on emptiness, are all explicitly taught. And they're arranged in the correct order with all the correct sub-steps, in all the correct subdivisions, in order to give rise to all the realizations. They're there and they're easy to recognize. It's not hidden in the Lamrim tradition. You can easily recognize the teachings on emptiness and easily recognize the teachings on the method side, such as love and compassion. In fact, the text of the Lamrim tradition can be likened to a recipe book, where it clearly lays out the ingredients, the step-by-step, the steps that one needs to engage in the correct sequence, in order to achieve the desired goal of a delicious meal. So the Lamrim tradition, these texts, have a very definite advantage for those who don't have extensive time to engage continuously in Dharma study. So you know, Lama Tisha is one of the main teachers within the Kadampa tradition of Tibetan Buddhism. So what is the meaning of the word Kadampa? So, or Kadam would be the school, Kadampa would be the individual. So what is the meaning of Kadam? So Ka, it refers to the teachings of the Buddha. And Dam, this refers to spiritual instructions. So this then ties very closely with what we've been looking at. Someone who is of the tradition of Kadam, such as Atisha, is a practitioner that recognized that the teachings of the Buddha, the Ka, are all spiritual instructions, the Dham, that are to be cultivated within one in order to achieve liberation and enlightenment. So that is the meaning of Atisha, who wrote the foundational text of the Lamrim tradition, lamp on the path to enlightenment. Within the Kadam tradition, there are three divisions. Those Kadampas of the tradition of, maybe you could say, great texts, those of the tradition of the Lamrim, and those of the tradition of spiritual instructions.
That
first division, the Kadampas of the great textual tradition, so they rely or turn towards the teachings of the Buddha and their great commentaries. So they rely on the teachings of the Buddha and their great commentaries in order to cultivate the paths to enlightenment within their continuum.
Those
of the Kadam tradition, who are Lamrimpas, so the second division, they are ones who do not have, for whatever reason, the opportunity to engage in the studies of the great texts, like the Kadampas of the first division. So they lack the opportunity, possibly the time, or the inclination, the inner strength, to be able to study extensively for over many years. However, they rely on the Lamrim tradition of texts, where the essence, the essential meaning of the great treaties are condensed, and all the key points are presented in the Lamrim tradition. So this is the second division of the Kadams, the Lamrimpas.
The
third type of Kadams are those who rely on the spiritual instructions. So they have even less opportunity than those of the Lamrim tradition, the Kadams of the Lamrim tradition, they have even less opportunity to engage in extensive study and reflection, or perhaps less inclination to do so. Rather, they will approach their teacher, who will give them a shorter teaching, which will serve as their spiritual instruction, their advice, to put into meditation. Taking that one teaching, they will then try and put that into they'll try and meditate on that, reflect on that. And when they feel they are ready, they'll approach their teacher again and ask for a second teaching. And again, the teacher will give a short presentation for them to take away with and meditate on. So this then is the third division of the kadams. What to take away from this is that for those who have the opportunity, both in terms of their inclination as well as the time and all the other circumstances required, for to engage in study of the great text, this is incredibly beneficial. But for those for whom that just is not possible, then the Lamrim tradition has been cultivated, where by relying on oral teachings or spiritual instructions, oral instructions from one's teacher, one can come to know the Buddha Dharma through studying and reflecting on the Lamrim teachings. Through repeatedly over a sustained period, hearing and reflecting, one can come easily to understand the key points of the Buddha Dharma. So here, I'll warn you about following a doubt that may well arise having heard this. And the doubt would be, so if relying on the Lamrim tradition will allow one to easily discover the victor's intent, why bother with the great commentaries and the sutras? No need for those. Just rely on a Lamrim text such as this.
Lam Yonsu Soba Yamlin Chi with Shun Chimbola, Lujo Majeva, Sanjo Goma Totia Galahurua. Chisan Dini Zada, let on board the Lamru Lujo Chidu, Karchagres in a call Dus Yamlinji, the Topa de Ya, Mo Gone, Kondu Pinu, Lot of Ningdup, the Cherju Gor, Loja, Shin Cherju Gorua, Cherro de Anako Shunge, Shun Chimbola, Devike, and the Chigi, Benangi, Shun Chimbo Gonte, Mundo Genda, then Uma Chubata. 제가 하고도 오신의 뉴욕
So don't make the mistake of thinking that just by relying on the Lamrim, I can achieve the final goal of enlightenment. And therefore, no need for any effort to be made towards the great texts. This will create an obstacle. Rather, that correct understanding would be to understand that for beginners, the Lamrim is ideal. Because the Lamrim will enable a beginner to gain a good understanding, a foundational understanding of the Buddha Dharma, and enable the practitioner to develop good qualities, in particular, a deep yearning to actually achieve enlightenment, a deep yearning where this becomes foremost in one's mind. And such a deep yearning we can express as a strength of mind, and a strength of mind that's come about in dependence on accumulation of a great store of virtue. With that developed, the great texts become accessible for such a person. So through someone who initially relies on the Lamrim, they will come to understand, for example, selflessness as well as bodhicitta quite well. They'll come to understand the varying steps that are required to train in order to give rise to this, and they will understand why it's so necessary and that it is achievable. And in this way, a great foundation is created through the cultivation of virtue and the development of a yearning for liberation, a yearning for enlightenment. And those are indispensable causes to enable one to truly engage then in studying and reflecting on the great text. Because without studying and reflect, without meditation based on prior study and reflection on the great texts, enlightenment will be very difficult to achieve.
And that chewa shiba di ane chike nyeje chenpo rangak su zhuwa haas zhuwe chewa haas yore. Zene nyeje chenpo rangak su zhuwa sene, de nyeba da kare sene, nyeba di ngan su chubong ki kewa migewa saya ki nyeba. D 그런 호랑 예바도 용어 말해라고 랑가스 좋아하신. 그래서네 간에서 용어 말해라도 장주 람드르 바로 좀 전에 두 전에 제단 예유 순럽 탐제 아주 산주 고마 토발라 판도 여바다 타블럼 여바다 하고 그래서 되네 안 산주 순 차사 안 나주게 냠레 제베 담가이 뭐 고투 그래 되네 고요도 아니 아직 판도 민도 선배 삼로도 얘기 말 와서 되네 년두이가 남나지 수가든 아주 장고 되지 제 따고야 판도 여 말씀 삼로도 얘기 말해 마제되다 마제 반장고 니죄 죄본게 예바도 여요 말와 제가 니죄 신발 랑가서 좋아하세요 그런 그런 되니기 신경도 되네 예바도 얘기 말해서 용 말해서 그러다
Coming then to the fourth of the four greatnesses within the greatness of the Dharma, the greatness of naturally stopping serious misdeeds. The serious misdeed here that is referred to is that of abandoning the Dharma. So I've referred to that several times this weekend. And it's where a person feels that certain divisions of the Buddha's teachings, they are not for them. They have no need for them. And this will be accompanied by a thought of, these are beneath me, they're for others, they're not for me. So for example, someone who has aspiration to enter into the paths of the Mahayana, become a bodhisattva, may think, teachings that are aimed at hearers and solitary realizers, not for me, I don't need to bother with that, those are for others. This will result, or this will come with a view of looking down on Theravadan teachings. This equates to abandoning the Dharma. Or someone who says, I'm a practitioner of Tantra. Sutra teachings, I don't need to bother with those. Those are for others. This too comes from a perspective of looking down on deprecating particular segments of teachings. And this equates to abandoning the Dharma. Someone though, who studies the Lamrim and reflects on the Lamrim, they will understand the benefits of each and every section of the Buddha's teachings. They will see the role they play in cultivating paths that lead to enlightenment, and therefore will not abandon any aspect of the Buddha's teachings, and thereby they will naturally stop from engaging the serious misdeed of abandoning the Dharma.
And in Manda, this Mure, Dalin and the Chubongi, Diva Chimbure, said Dima Sungorda, the Nigi, Pema Carbo Dang, Dimbi, Lune, Sheva Tar, said Dada, Dodi Pema Carbo said, Dahane, Dimbi, Lustin and Ma, Sungores, Carson Yorsene, Sanji, Yakat Hamche, Wedan, Gibe, Sang Gibi, Tap, Dumber Magover, Gashi, Sang Gibi, Tap, and Gashi, Sang Jaiwigi, Gesu Sonia, Sanganda Rig Mirikta, Chapa Chichungi, I Chetes, and Janchugi, Simkin, Dila Lop Quella, Dila Lop Miguso, She, Dorger Sonia, Chipoma, Guadang.
So now let's turn to the text, look, reading about the fourth of the four greatnesses. So, middle page 17. The greatness of naturally stopping serious misdeeds. As explained in the Lotus Sutra and the Satyaka chapter, it amounts to abandoning the Dharma if you hold that some of the Buddha's utterances are means of attaining Buddhahood, while others are obstacles to Buddhahood, dividing them into good and bad, appropriate and inappropriate, or Mahayana and Hinayana, and thereupon holding that a bodhisattva needs to train in some and not in others. This is because you fail to understand that all the Buddha's words directly or indirectly teach the meaning of attaining Buddhahood. The gathering of all the threads sutra says that the karmic obstruction accrued by abandoning the Dharma is so subtle that it is hard to recognize.
That is 三级一个他们前卫的预备是的三级一个还是拿了那他把他他们去给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给三级给 내 옷을 권해서 타바토에게 답진 거래. 위에 산유고마도에 답진 거래지. 제가 다 타바침비기 취해 염려 림바티게 타바침에 취해지게 산기 고마도에 타로 옷을 쓴 거래지. 제가 산기기 까가는지 이내야 차사 안에 산지유고바 토비에 출도 탑된 바 샤다레스. 세상 가시 맞든 바 지어요 말레스. 가시 그 옷을 띈 거래. 가시 그 귀네 띈 거래. 세상 옷에 대한 귀비 산지비 탑된 바라서 된바 샤다레지. 세상 다 등고 올 때 소소 랑랑게 탑된 바다 한 먹고 왔지. 먹고 왔어요. 먹고 와 가시 예수. 소소 랑랑게 띠니 탑된 귀여 바다 한 먹고 왔지. 근데 가시 게 이 창집에 답딩 거래, 이게 딩거 말했으네, 이 용거를 했어야죠. 다 같이 말, 디바도 창집에 탑된 바라를 쓰듯 탑된 바 샤다리, 디바도 또 담보들 와. 창집에 가 탐지, 무에당 유비에 창집에 탑된 바라를 쓰듯 디바도 창집에 순간에 시내야, 창집에 탑, 집에 탑람 된 바 샤다리, 같이 용거수 된 거래, 같이 귀인에 된 거래.
So the English is quite a mix compared to the Tibetan. So we start halfway down the paragraph with a sentence, this is because you fail to understand. So this, what is being failed to understood, what is being failed to be understood is then what we had before, is that all of the Buddha's teachings, all of them, teach how to attain Buddhahood. Some teach us explicitly or directly, others implicitly or indirectly. So for example, teachings four of within the Theravadin vehicle, they are explicitly for hearers and solitary realizers. But implicitly, those same teachings lead to the attainment of Buddhahood. So every single teaching that the Buddha gave, explicitly or implicitly, shows how to cultivate the path leading to Buddhahood.
And then, that Magowa Siddhi Susu Nganzu Gansa Susu Rangi, the Nigga Sanji Sumba Di Chasangi Dine Tap Denba Ha Mogwachi, Ha Mogwa Dunda Ha Mogwachi, and then Shung Kashi Sanji Be Tapre, Tava Timbe, Jam Ninja, Jashu Sim Dead, Jesu Sanji Be Lam Dingo, this Sanji Kobante Dingo, this Sanji Be Tapre, said Dice. Then Kashi Sanji Be Kesu Sunia said, Tabatubi, Lam Yamlin Yanjuda, Rangel, Tabatoyagi, Lam Dandigi, Disanji Gawatovala, Ger, but Nidi Janguma Ger, yes, Digi, and Pingmaris, and Denigi Sam Dangores, Denigi Sam Soso Hamoche, Denis Sam Dangan, Notary Esure. Mago or Gaji Sanji, Tap Dang, Sidu, Jashu Jamnizi, Jashu Sam, Pajundu, and Yamlin Debi, Jung Digi, Sanji, Tap Lam Dingo, Disun Yamlin Jehu, not to quiet, yes. 가시 상하지의 계속성 시대 가시에는 태민의 순배 년도다 라는 순배 남디지 순에게 되지 된지도 인하도 이제 장고 말에 되는 것도 상지배 상지배 두수 고구리 대설롭자 되는 것도 바시 제기를 했신 되는 순에는 상한 시대 잡아침 비추에 냠네 잡아침 비추에 빼 약보래 진에 많이 년도다 라는 순배 시대 때 대소 지게 교부래 세세다 아니 Rigta, Dinyamnin Jinna, Rigir, Tigri, Dinyamnin Jinna, Digimaris, Rigimaris, Yadam. Dinny, Dinganzu, Tapa Chimbugi, Lam Yamnin, Jimbatin Shuri, Dipehuri, Yadam. Ditapa Chumugi, Lam Yamnin, Dinganzu, Guayomaris, Luzi Ewa Chine, and Janju Simbi, Dilla Lukwes, Janju Simgi, Janju Simba, Dinyamnin, Dichehuri, Dichehuomaris, Lumugus, and Denigipa, Chick, Dorja City. 年纪也难的，年纪也难，马店兄弟怕多少钱？讲过马来西呢？今天上班呢？ ti chöpong gele, chöpong agyuwa res, chetan chöpong agyuwa res.
Not understanding that everything the Buddha taught was taught to benefit beings through leading them to Buddhahood, someone may well think that I have some free time, teachings are available. This teaching is on how to cultivate love, compassion, and bodhicitta. So these are teachings of the Mahayana, and that's what I'm interested in, and will go. But on another occasion, they have time, and the teaching is on how to attain liberation from samsara. And they'll look at those teachings and say, oh, these are Hinayana teachings, don't need these. And they will look down, deprecate those teachings. They for others, they beneath me. These are not appropriate for me, someone who aspires to the Mahayana. So, in effect, they see these teachings of the Buddha as bad, and the others as good. This is a mistake. And this equates to abandoning the Dharma. Because abandoning the Dharma, we should understand as broadly, not only as abandoning the Dharma in its entirety, but abandoning a section of, or a division of the Dharma.
Di chöpong gele res. Da chöpong gele se di, diwa chishung ganis yores ne, chöpong gele dip ni, she ka wige, chabar, nambar tapa tamche, li bige, dole sung so se di. Jisa nambar tapa do se di, di na liya, an chöpong gele yi, di dip se di, pe ma se bige, chenpo tang, an pe gale kaku, rinba de chawa. Chabu rinba, an su she ka ware, hao ko kakbo re. Jisa di nige, an su lam san, di nige,
The paragraph concludes with the sentence, the gathering all the threads sutra says that the karmic obstruction accrued by abandoning the Dharma is so subtle that it is hard to recognize.
Nimi Shindu Chewani is a Chupang by the Chupangina, Lady Digo Chimbores, Shindu Chemas Chimbores, Chupana, Nimi Shindu Chewani, the Yimbi Gimze Garrison, Dona La Garrison, Dingazimbe Gibbe Do, said Dina La Garrison Rosene, Dingazimbe Gibbe Gibbo Les, Gangi Zambi Ling Dirni, Chedin Tamje, Shik Jebe, Gangi Dode, Pung Jebe, Dibetini, Che Che Pa, Sasson Rejed.
Text continues concerning the very great faults that ensue if you abandon the Dharma. So in other words, abandoning the Dharma is a great misdeed, and the reasons for that are presented in the King of Concentration Sutra, the first of which say that someone demolishes all the stupas found here in Jambudvipa. The bad actions of someone who abandons the sutras are far more grave. If someone were to destroy each and every stupa found throughout our world, that would be greatly non-virtuous. But compared to someone saying, for example, are the Theravadan teachings, they're of no benefit, I have no need for them, such an attitude would create even worse non-virtue.
Gangi Dode Ponjeba Dibetini Shindu Parks. She Dibetini Che Parksa. She Song Souls.
The second illustration from the sutra. Even if someone murders as many arhats as there are grains of sand in the Ganges, the bad actions of someone who abandons the sutras are far more grave. If someone murders as many arats or foe destroyers as there are of grains of sand in the Ganges, so obviously an incredible number, this river in India, we know how long it is. The bad actions of someone who abandons the sutras are far more grave. Over the page, to the top of page 80, although generally there are many ways in which the Dharma might be abandoned, the one described above appears to be the most significant, which is why we should try hard to give it up. Yeah, we are being encouraged to be of great caution, because it is said that abandoning the Dharma in this way is a grave negativity. Although generally there are many ways in which the Dharma might be abandoned. Other ways would be, for example, taking a particular text and say, oh, a book, this book has no benefit, and just put it aside, thinking, studying it, what a waste of time. Another way to abandon the Dharma would be to look at a particular way to make offerings to the Buddha and say, offering butter lamps, for example, to the Buddha, what a waste of time. Why bother with that? So these are some other examples of how the Dharma can be abandoned. But amongst them, the very worst, as we see here, the one described above appears to be the most significant. For example, as we've been looking at before, is where one abandons an entire division of the teachings of the Buddha. For example, saying, for me to study the teachings of the Theravada, this would just pose an obstacle to my attainment of the parts of a bodhisattva. These really I have no use for. Here one is looking down at this division of the Buddha's teachings. This is no good to do. Or someone who's a practitioner of the perfection vehicle, of the sutras, and looks at Tantra and says, Tantra, that's a load of nonsense. This is not the words of a Buddha. I do not want to hear even a word of it. This is an example of the far worse way to abandon the Dharma. So therefore, knowing this, we need to be careful, be mindful of our attitude, and take care. The paragraph continues, that is to say, since this is reversed simply by gaining certainty about what was indicated above, the misdeed stops naturally. That is to say, since this is reversed simply by gaining certainty about what was indicated above, the misdeed stops naturally. Here, by hearing and reflecting on the presentation contained here in the Lamrim, one will come to understand the benefits of all of the teachings of the Buddha, and thereby one will not be in danger of abandoning the Dharma. Here then, we encourage you both hear and think about what we are hearing, so that we can truly come to recognize for ourselves how every teaching of the Buddha does directly or indirectly lead beings to the attainment of enlightenment. Then, by understanding that, we will not be in danger of inadvertently abandoning any teachings of the Buddha. The chapter concludes with, this certainty should be sought by studying the Satyaka chapter as well as the Lotus Sutra. The other ways of abandoning the Dharma should be understood from the gathering of all the threads sutra. That concludes our chapter, and in a fortnight we'll start the third. And this too is an important foundational chapter to know well, how to listen to and explain the Dharma.
kasanda dine shubi dike kar chakore se ne nangan jige sanji yu sungane chi hinaya an jige ngana to tarpada sanji yu gupan tube chirdu tablam tenpa shada re ma do dine ma tenpa chi yu ma re es dine yinza ngana jige delya an jige desu chasang ngana jige sanji yu gupan tube chirdu tab tenpe damwa jangjang re es dine hako tugu re es dine nimbadi janjua lamdre na desu lopjo chepata hako tugu re es dine yinza to donda nyingbo la dine tab tenpa shada re damwa re yinza ta nganzo ha mogu we jing ye odi goya yo mar jing nganzo nyamne che goya mar se soso ha mogu wa ta soso ki di panto yo bada ha mogu wa soso ki che ma tubi yumtsin de jene andi goya yo mar san dine she ne din chobong le sa gre te je sa je su le de ne sab sab chi gu re sa ji dan da ning bo de de sung gu ro wa je de ne ye za ma de dan da ning bo de la ne ga ro se ne de ji shung de le tue ba je tue be gi de la sam je de ne sam be de de ha go wa de de lo gom je gom nyam ne je na ko to ba gon ne gu de pya de ya ji ru re sa dan da tue be gi tue ba ya tue ba ma je sam ba ma je na de de gom ba ya de yung ya ka le ha bo re kishi tuyabache, sambache, di gomji di di sambata tuyabache vade maja, dila magumache yang gomji shanda zebe ne, di yang di guwa maare, jeza nga zuge yargi chotu maare, jeza dine yaza nga zuge kiwi sem nyamlingi rinpa di ngo gompe du choya la, anika zangpo tuyabache, an tuyabige duyandi pa yangna yangda sam, ha goya du sambi duyandi doa yudu, dila ya gomgu, di gomgu res, di gomba le dine yargi chotu res, dusjine kumbures tanga de tyaba chimbe chue nyamne jeba ina chi jeba dine re jidan dele ya tanga de tyaba chimbe chue nyamne jidu kable ya tanga de samna la gar khor si re sine ta nyen thye da ran ji gi lam nyamne je de ki tanga de san ji go ba to ba la de su nyamne jen ba che re yu jing bu ga chen ha su le go kin ji wa de go ya yo ma nyamne je go yo ma sam sam si gi re dine samna ji go ma che bon je sa go re dine sam gi o ma re ji ko zo nyamne je tu ngad je gu gu ro go tu gu gu ro s gu gu ro ina da ma ji tu sa ma re ina ji ngad ne ga ti ji gin sem be sam ta ne ji re ma do go ya yo ma re s ba che re sem be sam ta ge ma re s ji ji za dang zo nga ge nyamne je gin jin be ne ya ji ge de de ge ne she bi ge nyamne rin ba sa sang ngad je gu gu ro de ina da ma zo nya nim je da ji zu go ya yo ma sam da du sam ta be na de de nyamne je na ta ge nyamne je ba de san yo ko jo a thop thu gre chi san de nyamne je ne de ne ko san yo ko wa thop ba la pe gyun ri go ho ya da n chi da go ya se nyamne che go yo ma san ba ne che bon le sa ge de ti sam gyo ma res chi san na ni a nyamne je na de ge jo nyamne je ku go re che thu ne ya ho re ke si je su zhen ne ga je ma tu bi ne ni ba ma da wei ne de su ya je ku go ma pan zo yo ma sam da gyo ma res chi san da ma hon ba na ngāzu ngī dī tīnī kī chāsā ñamnī jē tūpār yōngār shuā sīmī mōlam jāyā dā āndi jī jē tūpār jī yīn sīmī dūmbā jāyā dā dūs jīnī ngāzu kī jē gōrēs dāndā yīngbō dī dī sūngor dā ngāzu kāsā ngā tā dīrīn kī ñamnī jī shūyā jīgī.
To summarize the key points that we've looked at this weekend, we keep in mind that everything the Buddha taught, he taught so as to benefit beings and benefit them both in a temporal sense, at this life perspective, but in particular, future lives, and in particular, to enable beings to create the causes that are required so as to attain Buddhahood. And this relates to every teaching. Therefore, be careful, guard your mind, not to deprecate or criticize any topic of the Buddha Dharma, because this can be done all too easily. For example, someone who aspires to the Mahayana may well hear of the opportunity to attend teachings on the Theravada and have the attitude of, no, I must stay away from that because to engage in those teachings will create an obstacle to my development of the path of the Mahayana. This is a mistake. This is abandoning the Dharma because it's looking down, deprecating teachings of the Buddha, seeing them as not being for oneself. A more skillful approach would be, if one has the opportunity, to take it. Or if one doesn't have the time or one's focusing on something else, then acknowledge that. There's nothing wrong with this. Now is not the time for me. I'm continuing here, not there. This is fine, because that doesn't involve looking down, deprecating any of the Buddha's teachings. Likewise, if one is establishing the foundation of sutra teachings, and an opportunity comes for tantric teachings, don't look at those and say, oh, these, I question if they're really the teachings of the Buddha. These I don't need to, I'd rather stay away from. This then is an error. One may well decide that actually I need to train further in the sutra before embarking on the path of the tantra. This is fine. And then generate the aspiration. May I cultivate sufficient skill through my sutra trainings so that I can be a suitable student to engage in the actual trainings of tantra. And then express the aspiration that that future time will come. And in this way, not only does one not create an obstacle of abandoning the Dharma, but one is in fact opening the door through generating a strength of mind, a liking for, an aspiration for these teachings that one for now is not engaging in. So this is a far more skillful approach. Then further, we've also looked at this weekend how one should relate to all the teachings of the Dharma as spiritual instructions and not separate oral advice or spiritual instructions from the teachings of the Buddha and their great commentaries, but rather relate to the teachings that you receive as being your personal spiritual instructions, your personal oral advice. And the way to relate to it is to hear, to study, and reflect repeatedly over a sustained period, developing that sufficient basis so as to be able to engage in actual meditation on each of those topics. Because if one doesn't go through this process correctly, one will not achieve the desired result. One will not transform one's mind. If one doesn't engage in extensive hearing and reflecting, one's meditation will not be transformative. And similarly, if one has engaged in extensive hearing and reflecting, but has misunderstood that the teachings are your spiritual instructions, you may well go somewhere else seeking the actual instructions to put into place, to meditate on. That would be an error, and one's meditation will not go well, would not lead to the desired result. So that then, in brief, is what we've looked at over the weekend. Well, then, thank you. We'll conclude there for this weekend. Thank you very much.